time to change. I want to change. I need to change. I am the change. I used to look at myself in the mirror and I would see a tired old person with gray hair, my clothes all dark and hanging off of me unflattering, when my body weight used to fluctuate. I used to wear granny shoes, granny panties, and cloth bras. What happened to that young girl that wore high heel shoes, bright clothes, matching purse, matching underwear, just set out to the nines? The young woman that went to the hairdresser every 6 weeks, who used contact lens to show off my bright eyes? A young woman that had the world at my oyster with endless possibilities? Well, I got lost in a space and time somewhere, stopped, and I don't know what happened. I became a stranger looking back at me, and I was like, wow, what is going on? As I looked into that bathroom mirror, tears filled my eyes, and I started to wonder, what happened? What happened to that vibrant person who was full of faith and hope? How can I get her back? And how can I change my mindset? I was just in a space of inquiry about all of that. And how I really felt that I was so undesirable. Nobody wanted me. Nobody loved me. And I was just all alone. That's where I was. And I needed to come out of that. And when I started to look, I had a whole bunch of people around me. And I started to ask for advice. And some people recommended I go see a counselor. Some people recommended I read books. And I just didn't know. But a friend of mine had given me these CDs about Joyce Meyer. And they sat on my microwave for about 3 years. And one day I picked it up and I started to listen to her booming voice say, get out of your boat. And I'm like, get out of my boat. Get out of my boat of circumstances. Get out of my boat of feeling sorry for myself and start to live again. And that's the thing that put me on a path of self-help, self-care. And I read one self-book after another. I started to listen to Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen, Tony Robbins. I started to just like a sponge, soak everything up until I became the inside of me just started to burst. And I was like, wow, this is the feeling that I've been looking for so long. This is the person I used to be on steroids now, you know? And I came up with a phrase that when I was feeling kind of down, that I would fake it till I make it phrase, and it was called super fantabulous. When anybody asked me how I was, I would say, hi, I'm super fantabulous, and you have a great day too. And that was the thing that just sort of brought me to life, and out went the granny panties, out went the cloth bras, and hello color, hello straightening of the hair. It was like spiked up. It was so cool. And I started to diet. I went back to my colored contacts and I started to see a new emergence of myself. And I was so happy. So my thing is like, when you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see and you know that it's a time to change and you really know it's a time to change, do that. Make one tiny step and bring about that change. Once again, thank you for joining me, Fatima Gould, at I Am Over the Wall.